So you're doing Sober October, but you still smoke a bowl every day.
I've done drugs every day of Sober October so far. I'm not proud of myself, but I just keep making excuses. Like last night, it was The Righteous Gemstones. I'm not going to watch that dead sober and depressed.
Did you, are you drinking every day as well?
I like to have a scotch in the evenings now. A stiff, stiff scotch.
So your Sober October went from smoking multiple bowls every day to one bowl a day. That's a step in the right direction, right? But
some would
say also added in scotch, which wasn't there before.
Correct.
Okay. And is this a success for you?
Scotch, or? Scotchy scotch. I like scotch.
All right, I've got a multiple choice from the book of questions for you.
The easiest type of question. This will be easy.
Maybe.
Multiple choice. My specialty. How many choices? What percentage do I have to get this right?
3, 4.
Oh, okay. 25. I like my odds.
If you were sentenced to hear one of the following all morning, every morning, for the next year, which would be worst?
Oh, okay.
1, a baby crying.
Ooh.
That's just having a baby.
Okay.
2, someone screaming.
What's the difference between that and the baby?
I guess an adult screaming.
Okay. Slightly different timbre to the scream. Okay.
The baby's definitely worse. I don't want to taint your answer.
I can scream worse than a baby.
3, someone cursing drunkenly.
Okay. Flashbacks to my childhood.
4, it's a small world on repeat.
Like a music box theme.
Beep, 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 yeah, but beep. With lyrics, tiny elf voices.
Oh,
like the voices. Disney ride.
Okay. So what's the source of this sound? Is it at the actual thing, like a real baby or a real person, or is it just like a box?
I think you just hear it in your head.
Oh, okay.
And it's from the moment you wake up until 4 hours after you wake up.
Wow. So from noon till 4 p.m., I have to endure.
Yeah, the question sound. Says morning, but you would just sleep through it, so.
Okay. I'd probably go for the cursing, because that's like kind of my inner monologue anyways. I'm kind of usually wrestled awake by torturous dreams of my drunken father bursting in anyways. So
I also feel like it's the most potentially entertaining.
Yeah. Right? Every so often he's going to say something like, Jesus cunt. And then you're going to put it on a t-shirt.
It's the only one that could be potentially entertaining.
Yeah.
And also like, it's kind of impressive to hear a curse track for 4 hours. Like he's probably going to be get creative with it.
Yeah. I want to hear him riffing, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe expanding my vocabulary of curse words.
Yeah. Actually, the question was which would be worst. So we've answered the opposite.
Oh, okay.
So let's toss that out because it's clearly the one we'd both go with, I think. So of the remaining three, we've got a baby crying, an adult screaming, or it's a small world. Which of those is worst?
Well, I think it's a small world would drive you insane the quickest.
Yeah, because there's no like variation in
it.
Yeah.
I just feel like any melody that you have to be like pounded with is gonna alter your brain state in some way.
But also potentially is more ignorable, right? Like it's kind of like when you hear something constantly enough that it sort of becomes background noise.
That's true, but you know what they would do? Is, you know how your ringtones, like they don't make it in even 4 bars so that you can't hear it as a song?
Yeah.
You have to hear it as a fucking stunted loop.
Yeah.
They do that. They do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a small world.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
The baby crying is an awful sound. One of the worst sounds ever, probably.
I think it's the worst. I think it's worse. Yeah. I'd rather do a small world, I think.
Yeah, super grating. But I just feel like the psychological impact of It's a Small World being such a happy song would take you down the path to insanity just a little bit quicker.
Yeah. But like I said, the baby crying one is literally just having a baby. Like, and millions of people do that every year.
People do that.
You get through it. People don't die from that. So
well, some do.
Or go crazy.
Some do.
True. So, I don't know. It just seems like, to me, it seems like the worst one. But in reality, it's probably one of the more livable ones because people do it.
Yeah. I mean, second best on my list is the person screaming.
Yeah, let's talk about that one. What does that even sound like? Like, I don't, is he in pain? Is he,
I think it's the whole gamut. It goes from horror screams to pain screams to
pleasure.
Well, it's got to be every kind of scream. So yeah,
that one just is the weirdest to me.
Like, it is
weird.
It
might be the most unsettling.
Yeah, but that's why I like it. It's like there's so much potential in there for creativity and
less than swearing, but more than the other two.
Right. Like a baby's just crying aimlessly. He doesn't know what he's screaming about.
Yeah.
I've only been alive for like 10 minutes.
I think I could get into the It's a Small World one if it was like variations on it, you know? Like Big Band, Small World.
Here's a Scary Pockets funk cover. Yeah. It's a Small World.
Yeah. But, you know, if it's the same like music box melody with elf voices, that would drive you crazy. And you're right about it being too happy too. I hate cheerfulness in the morning in general.
Yeah. Totally the wrong mood. Oh, totally the wrong vibe that I'm going for with my mornings.
I cannot handle it. When people, if I've gotten up like within the most recent hour and people are overly cheerful with me, I seethe inside.
I'm going to make a stipulation on the It's a Small World. And that's, if I have to endure that, you also have to build me the teacup ride to sleep in.
Yeah. Would that be nice or awful?
Awful.
You're just making the torture worse.
You'd be so nauseous.
Yeah.
Nauseated.
So bad. Turn off your phone before you record, Andrew.
Nah, it's only like our 80th episode.
We haven't learned.
Did I tell you that my dog ate 3 Stroop waffles?
Stroop waffles?
Yeah.
Chocolate filled?
No, luckily. They were like some sort of caramel filled.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's the classic, I think.
Yeah. It was my first Stroop waffle. Naomi brought home like a little box of them from somewhere. And I literally had one bite, but we had to go. And I was like, oh, this is delicious. I'm going to enjoy these later. And then we left them on the coffee table, came back, and there was just pieces of packaging all over the living room.
Wow.
No Stroop waffle crumbs to be found.
Good thing he only got a small package of Stroop waffles.
And for him, it was like 3 dinners worth.
Yeah.
It was a lot of Stroop waffle for his tummy.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Dog Stroop Waffles.
The Stroop Waffles for dogs. Well, as you guys know, this is the podcast that asks the hard questions. If I had to say like one hashtag for this podcast, it would be #brave.
Okay.
And that's where this next question comes from.
Okay.
Well, the other day in the car, we were talking about Adam Devine's huge hog.
Yeah. Man has a giant penis.
Yeah. I was referencing his full frontal scenes in Game Over Man.
Right. Yeah.
Where he's like, his limp dick is, I mean, on my passing, you know, glance was, if I had to make a comparison, I'd say it was maybe twice the size of my limp dick.
Don't say passing glance. You paused it.
I paused it. I rewound it. I zoomed in.
Wait, twice the size of your limp dick?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, mine, I have a huge variation, like,
so do I.
Temperature-wise.
Do you think he fluffed before the scenes, though?
That was my first thought. Like, I hope he fluffed, or else I feel very inadequate.
Okay.
But I had this thought. Imagine you had to have your dick cut in half.
Okay. I'm imagining it.
Okay. You have to bisect your penis any way that you want.
Okay.
What's the optimal way? I'll run down the options for you real quick. Okay. So you can cut it in half, like lengthwise, yeah. And then cut the base off and stick the front half on where the...
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Like, yeah. You get to keep the head.
Right. So it's like a normal dick, but it's half the size. Length.
Yeah.
Or the other way, it's one single cut. You cut the front half off.
Right.
Now you've got, like, you've saved yourself a cut.
Yeah.
But now you have no head.
Yeah. Useless.
Well, less useful.
Yeah.
But we also have these interesting options.
Yeah.
The lengthways split.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maintain full length.
Like a campfire hot dog.
Exactly. A spider dog. You spider dog your cock. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you keep the top half or the bottom half? Or do you go the other way? You could have the left side or the right side.
Okay. Is that all the options?
Those are the options. Well, okay. I mean, those are all I thought of.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so with the one that the spider dog, do you keep the urethra intact?
You always split along the urethra. So if you're keeping the bottom, it's like a trough for your piss.
Yeah.
If you're keeping the top half, it's coming straight out
the bottom.
Straight out the bottom.
So nobody would keep the top half. Also you've got the sensitive part on the bottom.
Well, think about it, though. If you keep the top half, you can photograph it from the top down. It looks normal.
How often are you sending dick pics? You need that.
Well, okay, maybe not a picture, but you could, like, maybe in a dark, dimly lit room, you could fool a girl by she only sees it from the top down.
Right. Does yours point up when you get hard, though? Because most of the time, by the clothes are off, you're hard enough that maybe it's pointing. Mine points more straight out than up.
Yeah, honestly, mine is like straight, even like down a couple degrees, maybe.
Oh, that's sad.
it is sad. I remembered, like, do you remember the Sex Files on the Discovery Channel?
Of course.
Yeah. classic 12-year-old masturbation show.
Yeah.
There was like a segment where they talked about like the percentages of boners that curve up versus the percentage that curve down.
Yeah.
And she said, the ones that curve down make it incredibly hard to have sex. and I was like, as like a 11-year-old kid, I was like, oh, fucking fuck, man. My dick is fucked.
That's probably the exact like phrase that you said as well. You know how little kids just swear excessively?
Yeah.
I can just picture you on the schoolyard with your friends like... Fucking fuck my dick. Fuck. Yeah. Look at it.
Exactly. I want, like, I couldn't show anyone. That was the pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, it's fine. It turned out to be fine.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay. All right. So I don't think I would do any of the lengthwise, like, spider dog style. They just seem gross. And like the trough you mentioned,
No, you can't do the trough?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess it might be better for sex, but...
That's debatable. I mean, are you maintaining... Is girth more important to you, or is the length?
Yeah, no.
Arguably, the girth would be, like, a factor for female pleasure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think the obvious choice is the, like, cut the middle out and put the head back on.
Okay, so you're just left with a normal, shorter dick.
Yeah, and I think you can still pleasure a woman with a small dick. Like, even if I cut my dick in half, I think I could do okay in the bedroom. Like, it wouldn't be great. I wouldn't be happy about it. I wouldn't be, like, taking my pants off with the lights on for years. You know, but I still think you only need like what, a couple inches to like, if she's on top, like,
I mean, you've at least got an effective clitoral stimulator.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know where that thing is.
Do you think it is right to give internet access to those in prison?
interesting question, because more and more the internet is being considered a human right.
Yeah.
Like water.
Yeah. But
also, you can definitely survive without it.
Yeah. And also, isn't it too much freedom to give someone who's supposed to be in prison?
I mean, on a case-by-case basis, maybe. Because, I mean, you have the woodsman who never uses internet.
Right.
And then he's in prison. It doesn't make a huge difference to him. But then you have the weebo, or the incel, the basement dweller, yeah, who's now been imprisoned, and he can just continue to live the exact same life,
yeah,
he was living on the internet.
Yeah, that's the thing for me, is like, you can basically live on the internet, and especially if we consider like online gaming or like VR.
Yeah.
VR is sort of a different question, but like, the internet opens up the world to someone.
Yeah.
Almost by definition.
Right.
So like,
and more increasingly, like as time goes on, yeah, will you be able to like offload more parts of your life onto online? So yeah, like less and less does it become a hindrance to be physically imprisoned in one location, because your online presence is not limited.
It almost sounds nice.
I'm not going to lie. If I had the option to just have all my meals served to me in,
yeah,
a 6x6 cell, but I had
great internet, though.
Great broadband and like a VR haptic suit.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. So I think I'm of the mind that it should either be severely limited or no internet for those in prison, especially for like serious crimes.
Right.
Where we're really trying to punish someone.
Yeah. Like, I think that like in 2019, you kind of have to give them a little bit of internet, maybe, like
for what though?
Because like even historically, like the worst serial killers are able to write letters, right?
Yeah.
And in 2019, like most people are just online. They don't write letters anymore. So
right,
we've kind of shifted to what that would look like.
So you
in the age of the internet,
you give them like an email client, but that's it.
Yeah, basically like some sort of, or maybe they get 1 hour a day to browse or something.
Yeah, I feel like time limiting might be the solution, because aren't prisoners also historically allowed access to libraries and books?
Yeah, exactly. So it's, yeah, just the modern equivalent of that.
Yeah, but like you can't browse Reddit all day. You can't like play Minecraft all day. Like those things seem not allowed.
No, yeah, that's a bridge too far.
Okay.
Did I use that correctly?
I don't know.
Stop the episode.
I think we solved the question anyway.